Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Kelly, did you call Andre back?
No, hold on. I'm about to get Andre on the phone right now. About to get Andre on the line right now. We're getting Andre now.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Andre's back on the line.
Oh,
okay. Andre, press 1.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's back on the line.
Well, can I start just by saying one thing, honey?
Go ahead.
Okay, the only thing I want to say is the Revlons act like they're the only one that lost someone here. This is my father before y'all became a Revlon. Half of these Revlons, and I'm not taking nothing from Revlons here, as well as Ms. Rahees or anybody else, but Tony was a father and a friend with me for 20 years completely. From him calling me when he needs stuff, when me calling him when I need stuff, I know so much about Revlon as well as he. This man knows so much about Ms. Rahees only by us talking every goddamn day. So y'all not the only one that lost something. Y'all might have lost a house father. I lost a complete father, a friend, and a role model, regardless of the things he did wrong, regardless of the things he did right completely. This is still a human being, period. I know where everybody's coming from. I know the loss of it because this is my father as well. So don't take it as in, oh, the Mizrahis didn't lose nothing because we not in jail. No, my father's in jail, and Jack's friend is in jail as of 18 years of him knowing him, too. So we is gagging completely at all of this, too. Don't act like it's only y'all gagging, because it's not. I promise you.
And when I want to say to what Tim said earlier, and he was going off and everything, let me say something to everybody who was actually that was standing around like Mike Hayes. And when the point was when Tony was out of the building and everybody was in the building and Kelly is walking around, Jack is in the building and everybody's gone, and when he's outside and I walk outside, when Andre and or before the, right after he beat Felicity down, when he was walking towards that building with that bat, like Andre said earlier, that was not Tony. I was very scared, and to think to say anything was crazy. See, what I don't think people was missing, they thinking that he just got crazy. No, it wasn't like that. It was like a fucking movie. The cops were there. He had this dick. He was busting out crow. He was gone. I really don't understand what happened. So we pointed fingers. He's not lying. He stood right there. And if he wanted that moment, he got it when they was trying to get Felicity out the car. And when he came from the other side, he didn't run off. He stood on the other side and he met Tony by the eye. It was crazy. It was like, oh, my God. I would have said, I speak to him every day. I talk to him. I love him. Every time I have a problem, he calls me. I talk to him about it. I was scared. I really did not know. And me, I fight style. I have a big opinion. I am not afraid. But at that moment, I was just like, I just couldn't understand, and it wasn't like if you could have said anything to him. If Selvin says she's at the door, why, he's going down to light it? And begging and begging and saying, it was like Jasmine said, the embarrassment could have flipped him out. It was really scary. And at one point, I don't think anybody thought that they could have done anything, especially if you got two cop cars standing right there when they decide to rumble on the car.
But you know what, Nicole, a lot of people is hearing so many different stories, they don't know the truth, so it seems like they think that
they
know.
If
they fail to realize, Nicole, if I can't stop Tony, I don't think no one can.
Oh, my God. I was telling that to Father today. It was crazy. He looked at me, and I was crying, and I couldn't believe that. It was like I've never seen that, and I get goosebumps. So that's why I'm appalled at all the, when we should be all crying for, thankful that they made it out of the hotel and crying and for what he could have went through. We're all trying to figure out something. We need to figure out how can we fix the problem. And when we get on this phone and we disrespect another leader and I never disrespect Andre. I would never disrespect Jazz and nor my mother. I don't do that. I'm 34 years old, and I got my own child, my own apartment since I was 19. I still live there. I don't feel like I'm above anybody. That's tired. Now, look where we at. Look at where we at. Andre's gagging. Selva's gagging. James DeVos of Revlon is gagging. His children is gagging. Kelly is thankful. Look at the three, Brianna and Coco. They are traumatized. Coco's so angry. So now look where everybody's at.
Kelly.
Yes.
This is Blumenthal. I just want to make this last point before I go. The young man that called from Baltimore, I think, who made the comment about words hurting, and they do hurt. And I want to affirm that because words do hurt. And that is true, what he said. Words do hurt. But I think what we have to remember is, and this is very important, because while words hurt, you can't allow people to use words to a point where you and your actions. So, I just think it's very important that regardless of what people say, you have to be in control of your own self.
Yeah, your life.
That you don't allow somebody to take you to a place where you would do something.
You can't come back.
That you can't come back from, because this is a situation
right.
Where what's done is
that's
done,
the
and there's no coming back from it.
I would never give somebody control of my life.
Exactly.
Never.
So, I want to be the first to say words do hurt, but I'm not going to let somebody use words to take control over my actions. I'm going to have more control over myself than somebody else and not let
because
them
then they really won then.
Exactly, because then at that point they have won. So I hope that we remember that. And let me also say this, too. This community is so filled with violence. Lila's, and I said it on yesterday, it's really about hurt people hurting people. And I think that's where a lot of the violence in the community that we have to deal with. And, you know, I don't know how we fix that other than, like I said yesterday, is to take some time to just take the time, you know. And
what is this noise?
It's the disrespect from that child who have an issue with me, whoever she is. But, again, the point that I'm trying to make, and, you know, she can do all she wants, but you can't shut me up. the ballroom scene, and I'm being very
That's so disrespectful. Don't do that.
And that's
exactly.
And that's exactly what we're talking about.
Don't do that. And if you can, Kelly, if she keep on, we're gonna have to mute that because no, seriously, it doesn't matter how we feel about each other. That's exactly why we gagging right now.
For 2 days is having respect for each other, which clearly this person does not. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But the point I was trying to make, Nicole, I said it yesterday, Jasmine, I'll say it again, Kelly, I just think it's for the whole scene to just step back for a month, 2 months, and just take a break, no balls, while we try to regroup and get ourselves together and really focus on what's important. And then maybe we can come back to the scene with the ball later this summer to try to, you know, refocus on having fun at a ball and enjoying ourselves. Without killing each other.
Oh, God.
I mean, I think it's doable personally, and I would just hope. I mean, it would be a shame to see people running, trying to scramble to get to a ball this weekend after what just happened. It's just uncalled for to me. It's unfathomable to even think that we would be trying to rush out to a ball after just seeing what just happened in Charlotte this past weekend. I just don't understand it.
Well, hold on, because we got a lot of people with their hands up. Let's see what some of the callers have to say. My first caller is 646-737. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Just me, Kelly. Just me.
This is me who?
That's Kool-Aid.
Oh, you want another number?
No.
Oh, okay.
Could I say something?
Yeah. What number you want?
Okay.
Well, hold on, Kool-Aid. Wait before you say something. I got a lot of people with their hands up. Hold on. 312-770. You're live on the air on the recap show. Excuse me. On the extra hour. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
All right.
I just want to say one thing. I was listening earlier when they said that, this is Raymond, everybody. Hi, everybody. I was listening earlier when they said that the Revlon child Keisha called in and said that this is because Tony felt disrespected. And my whole thing is this. If he's your friend, like Tony's been my friend for a very long time, if he's your friend, why didn't anybody do anything to stop him? When he went to get the gasoline or whatever weapons he was going to use, why didn't anybody stop him then? But they want to say, this is my father, I love him, and I loved him, and he was disrespected. Are you going to do the time with him? That's crazy. It's ridiculous. I mean, instead of glorifying that he felt disrespected, they should have stopped it. Because if you knew Tony, I know Tony, and I'm sure Andre knows Tony, a lot of people, I know Tony. If you knew him like you think you know him, you would have known when to stop him and when to say enough is enough.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you, Ray, for definitely calling in. We're going to put you back on hold on. Okay, the next caller that I have is 347-385. You're live on the air.
I'm just listening, Kelly.
Thank you for just listening. The next call I have is 252-267. You're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening. The next call I have is 917-937. You're live on the air. 973-937. You're live on the air.
Yes, hello. How you doing? This is Khadijah.
Hi, Khadijah.
How you doing, baby? I'm sitting here and I'm sitting back and just me knowing who Tony is from back then, from 90s and up, and I'm just so, I hear both sides of the story that I'm just like appalled in the ballroom scene. I'm disappointed in the ballroom scene, period, that it's taking its toll to where we're burning down other people's property and carrying on over being self-disrespected. We all been self-disrespected in the ballroom from one time or another. Especially mm-hmm. with the new ballroom to the old ballroom, we all self-disrespected. I think it's to a point where we could have took somebody somewhere could have stopped him. I don't know if everybody was they serving drinks there? Was everybody on them grams or whatever was going on? But somebody could have stopped that young man from doing that. What if somebody would have got caught and would have died? Would they still? Was that justifiable for somebody being killed in a fire because you felt disrespected? Hello?
Yeah, we here, Khadija. We hear you.
Okay.
At that time with the fire, the only ones that could have stopped them was the Revlons, because them was the ones that was going to set the fire.
Exactly. And this is crazy. And as a family, even with your real family, if your real family member was going to sit there and do something that drastic, something should snap in somebody's head and say, look, hey, you taking this a little bit too far now. Okay, now, nigga, I want to fuck them up, but damn, wait a minute there. They on the child. Somebody should have said something. Something should have snapped somewhere. This is a pool. Now it's bad enough we have nowhere to go, nowhere to party. It's hard. They all out, and people, this is ridiculous. How many balls, how many people have to get hurt before somebody says enough is enough? Ooh, and I'm like, this is Tony. I'm like, Tony, this is crazy. This is way back, and I've known him since you had the first ball you ever had at Trax in 91. When you first became Mizrahi, where are you? This is crazy.
Now, and I knew him before that.
To? That's somebody that we have to lose.
Right.
To the system?
Right, Khadija.
Huh?
You're so right. Right.
The sad part, Khadija, people claim that you're their friends. They claim that, you know, this is my father. But they're running around with you, blowing up houses and doing all this weird shit. If Tony's my father, I'm going to be the one that's trying to say, no, Tony, don't do this, because you are going to end up in this position, or you are. You know, they're sitting here running around with
Andre,
him.
It has to start with these mothers and fathers and knowing how to discipline their children and telling them what and not to do. These come along and they just get involved with these balls and they look up to all of us and you hear them say, I live for you, I live for them. And we take advantage of our power and got them bringing us drugs and doing this. But we failed to tell them to get a job. Please find an apartment, because that trophy ain't giving you that much money. We don't teach right, and these people get frustrated and anger, and now we got people beating, coming up to the pen and slapping judges and jumping off this, and now we're here in a point where people could have lost their lives.
Let me tell you something. You know what hurt me more about this whole situation? What hurt me more about the situation, and after I finished with the radio show last night, I gagged and I realized, what hurt me more about this situation was, when I had my situation 2 weeks ago and my building got burned down, Tony was the first person to call me. Tony was there texting me, telling me, my sister has apartments, Kelly. If you need an apartment, just get your money together, and my sister will take and give you an apartment. And then I gagged at the fact that me and Tony sat here all weekend in Kiki, and that he came to my room, thought he was coming to my room to burn my room down, and he just knew the situation I was just in 2 weeks ago. That's what really hurt me about the whole situation. I was just in a fire 2 weeks ago, and you came. I didn't have anything to do with this situation at all. I was there, and I was just trying to get the Revlons off of Jack, and they came to that hotel to burn my room down, and I was just in a fire 2 weeks ago in my apartment and lost my motherfucking shit, and then they came to set me on fire again. That really hurt me.
And mind you, I sit there, I think that everybody's not saying what they want to say, but I really feel that Tony has to take a greater part in responsibility in this, because you are grown. You are an icon in the ballroom scene. You are an adult as to where everybody else is really teenagers. You are an adult in this ballroom scene, and you should have been yourself to calm down. I'm sorry, you had to take responsibility for your own actions. And now he's sitting in there doing what? even if you would have got back at somebody, not even if, what if they would have ran out there and you standing out there with an axe and you would have did, then yeah, that's worse.
Yeah, they cut me off when I was on the three-way.
So this is like, it gets even worse. There's no good part to this. And we all, the whole ballroom is going to suffer because we're going to be missing out on somebody who had knowledge in the ballroom, somebody that could have guided somebody else or the next child that came out.
Andre and Jasmine, I want to ask y'all a question because y'all both have balls a lot. And I want to know how difficult it is for y'all to find venues now to have a ball in Atlanta, in New York City.
Very difficult.
So difficult.
And
only because of all the drama.
Part of that is because what Marcus said earlier with how, you know, they destroyed the venue last year in Charlotte. You know, this is the kind of stuff that is continuing to contribute to the demise of the scene overall. You know, you go places and people tear shit up. They smoke. They do drugs in the venues. They leave it a wreck. Or, you know, you might think just because this fire happened at the hotel, it don't affect the ballroom as a whole. But trust and believe, when the Carolina Awards Ball rolls around next year, this shit is already on the radar. They know, okay, these people are coming back into town. We remember this fire that happened last year. It was connected to this group. We don't want to have these people in our venue, whether it's a hotel or the National Guard Armory or the Grady Cole Center, wherever it is. People in that industry, in the industry of hospitality and convention centers, they talk to each other. And they communicate on which groups cause problems, which groups damage shit, which groups don't pay, you know, the deposits and all that shit. They talk about this kind of stuff. And trust and believe, ballroom scene is on the radar at a lot of venues. And Charlotte, unfortunately, is the latest casualty.
Yep. But, you know, the sad part is what you need to do now is when I say I'm having a ball and I go to a place, I tell the truth. I am not in the House of Mizrahi. We do fashion events. If it's a good place, I say, could you put up everything? Because I don't know what's coming in here. I don't know half of these people. I just know it's a competition, and we have to do that. And you have to tell the truth now. It ain't no reason to hide anything, because at the end of the day, you're going to gag at the end of that night with whatever if you don't tell them the truth when you're stepping into their field or renting their place.
Especially if something happened that's completely crazy and they look at you and you look as stupid, so you will want to tell the truth because you letting them know.
Yep.
Don't know what's going to happen.
I go straight to, it's on YouTube, pull this up, and you'll see me and you'll see exactly what you're getting yourself into. I tell them like that.
And you have to, because otherwise they get
it's
a job.
And you won't have no place to go to.
Nowhere.
Right.
Another thing is that we sit here and we talk about security and how security didn't do anything. That's not the first time security hasn't done anything either.
We've ran into that
a million times.
You're so right.
Let me say something else. Listen to this. Hold on, Andre.
And these are the same, and mind you, these security guards are the same security guards and the same cops that was at that ball. These were the same people that Jack came into the booth and got $500 to pay the cops so they can have extra time. The same security guard that he came and got another $300 to pay an extra $100 apiece that was not there to protect us.
Well, how many people?
If y'all going to have a situation like this where the security guards are not protecting y'all and somebody gets hurt, sue their asses, sue the club, sue the venue. Because the venue is responsible for keeping its patrons safe.
If the security guard comes with the venue. If you got to get them yourself, you still going into something that you don't know. How many people in this world get jobs? How many people, I know about 8 different cops would do their job to an extent, meaning if they got guns and stuff, they're pushing back because they don't want to die themselves. So it just depends on how far the situation goes for that person to do what they need to do.
If you're hiring a security company to provide security for you, hopefully you're a smart enough business person.
They don't hire security. They get their girlfriends. They don't hire security.
Okay, well, see, that's the
problem. No, you're right, Andre. You're right.
If you're hiring an actual company, that company needs to be bonded. Because if something goes down and that company
don't
you, then you can sue them.
They don't. But, and it came to a point where I have cops at the door now. So I made sure, like at the Legends Ball, I knew a cop, I know her name. Can you come please work for me? I'll pay you whatever you have to do. At least I know a cop is on duty.
And it'll save you, and it'll save you in the long run because you need that protection. You're going to need that protection because they getting worse and worse and worse. That, it ain't like back in the day. You fought with your hands, you got outside, you fought down, and they pulling out all different types of shit. Like, this
that's
is worse
why
than
I choose. That's why I choose my balls wisely that I attend, because I'm not going to any promoter's function if they're going to be that cheap that they can't even provide the adequate security that's going to keep me safe. I'm not going to go.
Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 973-687, you're live on the air. Kelly, Kool-Aid wants you to please. 973-687, you're live on the air.
Hey, hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody. I just had something, a question to ask about the whole situation. I'm not understanding how everybody is keep saying, y'all let him do it, y'all let him do it. But this is a grown man. That's number one. Part two is, would y'all really feel safe having somebody like that at another function again? I mean, say he did get out of jail in the next year. Like, would y'all really feel safe? That's what it all boils down to. So I think y'all need to take that in consideration when y'all even dealing with this whole thing. Like, get people like that out of your circle and out of your life because, you know what I mean, that's behavior is learned and it's going to keep going on. And that's all I had to say. Can you put me back on?
Thank you, Marty. The next caller we have is
312.
Hello? The next caller we have is 312-770. You're live on the air.
This is me, Rary, again.
Kelly, could you hear me? Yes, I can.
Nanisca wants you to call her.
Next caller, well, hold on, I'm going to call her. The next caller I have is 702-785. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Marcus again. I'm sorry, the phone got, Rodney got disconnected, so I'm calling directly from my phone, so sorry.
Okay, well, stay right there, Marcus. The next call I have is 347-362. You're live on the air. 347-362, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Hold on, everybody. Let me get Beverly back on the phone. I don't know what happened to her phone. This is ridiculous tonight.
Much, way too much.
Hello?
Yes.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
One.
Okay, tell me.
Press one on your phone. Okay, go ahead.
Could everybody hear me?
Yes.
Andre. Who's on the phone, matter of fact?
Everybody here was on the phone.
Everybody's on the phone.
Andre.
Yeah.
Andre?
Yeah.
Can you forgive your father?
Can I what?
Can you forgive your father?
I don't judge my father. I do forgive my father.
Pray, and let's move on. Kelly, can you forgive him?
No.
Then pray on it. Because this is the only, because to be honest with you, we're going to keep going back and forth and forth and back and back and back and forth, and it's not going to get nowhere. So the only thing that we can do, some of us got to try to forgive. And some of us got to try to pray. Because only thing that you're going to do is that we're going to keep pointing and keep pointing and keep pointing. And everybody that's going to have say-so, some of them, is going to, people that wasn't there, is going to have stronger say-so than we did. So only the bottom line is that nobody knows how nobody feels but the victim. The only thing we need to be doing is praying, trying to move forward with this, and forgive. And that's all we can do. Because at the end of the day, we all have done something, or we don't even know where God is going to take us, and we don't even know where God is going to put us, and we don't know what we might do in the future. Because at the end of the day, everybody snaps. Nobody can speak for their own actions but themselves. So if anybody want to know how do we go on from this, pray, forgive, and move on. Because to be honest with you, we done skipped this topic like 3 times, and we bumped and got right back to it, even when Marcus got on it. To be honest with you, I thought we were going to go to another topic. To be honest with you, I'm glad Letitia did bring up legends and all that, because it made us forget about it for at least a couple of minutes. And I'm going to get off this phone, because the only thing I'm going to do is, because I'm going to be honest with you, even though I, right, nothing didn't happen to me, but nobody didn't witness what I witnessed. Just like nobody didn't witness what Andre witnessed. Nobody didn't witness what Tony witnessed. Nobody didn't witness what Felicity witnessed. And the names go on. So by me saying those names that really know what really went down and really knows how it feels, let's pray or let's forgive or move on. And that's all I got to say. Because I can sit here and say all day, that's not my grandfather, that's my grandfather, but it happened. The only thing we can say is thank God, yes, nobody is dead. Thank God we can say that. Yes, we can say nobody is in the hospital. Because at the end of the day, this man is suffering. We don't even know what the fuck Jeff is going through. So at the end of the day, let's forgive. And if you really want to be honest with you, let's really think about the things that we have done. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not even an innocent bitch.
But you sitting here, Kool-Aid, and you saying let's forgive. How could you forgive somebody that got the kid, Kool-Aid?
I said, let's try to. I said either forgive or pray. That's all I said. I never said that the man was right, and I'm not even here saying that the man was wrong.
When you try, tries to fail.
Then try harder. Because if we're supposed to be role models and we're supposed to be leaders or whatever we're supposed to be, this is what we're supposed to be doing as of right now. Because if I can count how many times that I was supposed to have lost it, Lord have mercy. And everybody want to see him, want to talk about some of our commentators as being disrespectful. Well, think about the time when me and Jack was on the mic and we were disrespectful and people laughed at our disrespectful.
That's
so before
true.
Anybody make any comments about anything, think about the things that you have done to people that might be small to you but might be big to other people. It don't matter if you're in the boardroom or not. So let's stop throwing that in the air. Because anytime that anybody puts out a board flyer or pull out a ball of it, it don't say, I'm coming to beat your ass.
Until after I gave my $30.
You are your own actions, and you are what you are. So before anybody starts judging or saying anything, think about the things that you have done to yourself first and you have done to others, because like I said, we all are victims in at least something. Because at the end of the day, that's not going to help that man get out of jail. And at the end of the day, that's not helping nobody helping Coco, and it just goes on and on and on and on.
Well, we got Marcus on the phone. You can keep he's back to tell us, you know, about what happened and stuff, because he never got to answer my question.
And I'm glad you said that too. Speaking about Marcus, and when it comes to Marcus, I can definitely say on his behalf, Marcus was not the one that put them 15 people up there. And I can also say that he did not want them 15 people. And I can also say that he did try to change it. And I can also say that he had a right to defend when he was defended, because at the end of the day, it wasn't even in the starter up there, not on the first panel or the second. So if anybody wanted to complain about that, and if anybody really wanted to complain, yes, Marcus had a right to complain.
And Selvin, just to let you know, I don't know why Malone would tell you, but I didn't put him on the panel either. I would not blatantly disrespect, you know. That's the one rule that I kind of somewhat can kind of go with, the whole not walking and judging thing. And I didn't put Milan up there. So I don't know if someone else instructed him to judge. My 15th judge that we put up there, since there was already 14, was Roz Boyer. So Roz was on the panel. I don't know who got up. And, you know, I just remember Milan sitting there talking to Temperance. And I was, that's why I was trying to keep having, you know, the judges panel cleared behind. But, you know, I'm not quite sure how he was up there, but if he used my name, he shouldn't have, because I didn't tell him to judge at all. I did see him sitting on someone's lap, but, you know, at that point, things were chaotic. And I was just trying to get through the night so everyone could get out. But, you know, Nicole, what was your question? I think I missed it.
Like, where was the other six? Yeah, right. Where, like, you know,
because everyone else was basically doing, you know, their assigned duties. The reason why I was at the front was because for most of the categories, I said all of them, but for like the big trash categories, I wrote most of those categories. So I was there to just kind of oversee that things were going right. Other people were responsible for the bar and the drinks. Some people were responsible for tables. Some people were responsible for to make sure the door was going right. So we all had our assigned responsibilities. Throughout that, all of us were kind of trying to walk around to make sure everything was, you know, running proper. I think the other point to it was because I had so few members that were participating and didn't have a judge up there for my house, I could be the one that was the most objective. It is very difficult for a ball promoter to set aside their house last name. So because I didn't have many members competed, I feel as though I was an objective party that could look at the situation and say, okay, well, this is the issue. Or no, that's not going to be fair for this person. That's not going to be fair for this person. Let's do this. And I think that's, you know, that's typically the role I play, typically, because it wouldn't, you know, either way, it's not like these are my members, that this money's going to go to my house member. It would have gone to someone else. So that's kind of what, you know, they were around doing other things, you know. It takes a lot to, you know, to put on. I don't see how people really have balls by themselves if they don't have, like, their family members working the door and things like that, people they 190% trust, because there's so much involved in that and so much money that you're dealing with. You have to protect yourself along with, you know, what you've put into that event. So, I mean, everyone was kind of moving around, but, you know, it was kind of decided that's how things were going to go.
Okay.
You know, again, I do apologize on behalf of everyone on the committee. You know, I hate to see things like on Facebook that I'll never come back to North Carolina and things like that. And that's really sad because, you know, a year ago this time, we had probably one of the most crowded balls, you know, out there, and everyone had a good time. In our mind, we did not finish the ball. We did like 11 categories. So to us, it was a failure. And, to, you know, our goal this year was to finish the ball, to complete the ball, to call the categories and do what we're going to do. You know, yes, calling Vogue Femme at 8 o'clock was, in some people's eyes, extreme, but at the end of the day, it was successful. We called all our categories. We gave away every dollar that was advertised on the flyer. You know, if there were discrepancies, we tried to handle them. And, you know, we realized there were some problems, so we tried to, you know, be objective when it came down to it and not have just closed the category and put everybody out. You know, honestly, the ball could have been shut down at like 9 o'clock based on the behaviors of people, smoking weed in the venue, you know, the fighting, the arguing, the attacking, not attacking, but, you know, putting their hands on the security guards, all of these disrespectful things that, you know, was to do. And, you know, we're having to try to kind of appease the masses of people. So I'm glad, you know, I kind of thank everyone for coming again. July 16th, you know, we're going to try, you know, before then, I'm pretty sure there'll be something else. We're going to try to do this again. D-Up is still on. And, you know, we want to, you know, we want some closure from this. We want, sorry, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, well, honey, I don't know, because, you know, honey, you know, I work in the boards and I'm here. I don't know who this queen is, honey, that's on the phone, honey, my baby. She's reading somebody, honey. So since y'all want to change the topic, honey, I'm going to open up her mic and we're going to hear her read this queen of her buying these $1,700 boots this day, and they got to pop the pistol or a wizard to throw it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girl, it's time to take our heads. I don't know where they
ain't stopping, honey. There's a cop right there. You won't get me, honey.
267-467, you're live on the air.
Just listening. Can you put me back on hold?
Oh, baby, wait, before we put you back on hold, baby, I want to know about this bitch that bought those motherfucking $1,700 boots and they got a pop of piss in it on whether to throw it out the game to impress the queen. Baby, we all heard the whole conversation, baby. I want to know. You came all the way to New York with her. She came and bought these fucking boots while y'all were shopping and they got shit to show for it and came to impress these fucking faggots.
And I gag because she's so legendary in a bump team. You coming out feeling on the kid's time like you some fucking body. I goes with you, and when I got back to your house, bitch, you only had 2 gallons of fucking spring water in your refrigerator and asked me, can I buy you something to eat?
Ooh, bitch, what the fuck is this legend? Put her out there. It's what the fuck Tuesday.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that, dog.
I don't want to say shit. You ain't been in the ballroom scene in 5 years and everything. We don't heard the whole conversation, so you might as well put her name out there.
Lay down. I knew it was quiet for something. Kelly, you better eat it, bitch.
I'm a bitch for turning the fuck up, honey, and I'll turn it, baby. So whoever the fuck you was reading, she knows you reading her now with your girlfriend, honey. So you might as well put her name out there. It's what the fuck team's that?
Well, what house is she in? What else is she in? That's a simple way of doing it.
You ain't got to give us the name, just give us the house.
I said she's a con.
Ooh. God damn.
Please put me on hold.
Hey, yes, honey, baby. You know I makes it hot here, honey. It is wonderful Tuesday, buddy. Baby, they sat there and they read her, baby. She's a card, baby. So I want to know one legendary card that spent $1,700
on
a
boot, bitch.
Big water in the refrigerator. Oh, baby, they girls are making it hot, honey. Hold on, I got another caller. 267-210, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
Hello.
6-7-2-10,
you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about what's going on.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I just want to know, I mean, you guys don't really feel as though that Jack is in the wrong with this situation at all.
Oh, okay. You said what, baby?
You don't feel as though that Jack is taking the responsibility with this at all. It's just that you feel as though that Tony is just the monster in the situation and Jack didn't have nothing to do with that at all.
I don't see how somebody be attacked. I don't see how somebody be attacked for trying to justify a situation that happened. This is what the whole situation stemmed over, okay? Since nobody knows what the whole situation stemmed over. The whole situation stemmed over the fact of that the legendary, sex sirens that walked, sex siren the night before, a lot of people that walked was put in the senior category, but their body is not developed to stand up there with the senior people. So Jack was trying to rectify the situation on Sunday when the sex siren category was called, and then it turned into a whole big uproar.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, isn't it still Tony's opinion if he doesn't see somebody? If Tony doesn't see somebody and Tony is an icon, isn't it his opinion that he could chop somebody? Where does Jack get the audacity to be able to pull somebody back in?
That wasn't what the thing was. We decided to have the category. We were trying to figure out what was a senior.
Marcus, who is this I'm speaking with?
This is Philly Revlon.
Philly Revlon?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, okay. To the Revlon, I don't think that was the problem. It wasn't like they were questioning a chop.
Jack was basically trying to clarify the category.
Jack brought back the chop, and Tony gave very much. He wasn't going for that, and Jack felt as though that how could you judge, you know, feel as though how could you judge sex tyrant if you don't walk it and this, that, and the other and all the other crazy stuff.
No, that's not what happened.
Tony has been the same way for years and years and years, and for Jack to grab Tony's arm and try to escort him off of a runway was already asking for trouble.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to explain to you. It wasn't to where they were questioning a chop or anything. It wasn't even a chop. It was a category explanation. Like, essentially, before we came up with this category, we called Andre, we called Jack, we called Tony, we called a few icons and say, what's junior and what's senior? The question was whether it's body versus body size versus tenure of walking. Most of the icons told us tenure, so we asked them how long should they walk. The year, they told us 2 years. So we put on our flyer 2 years. After Jack noticed it at the ball, he thought that maybe it should go up to 3 years. And he told me the day, you know, that Sunday during the afternoon, that he was going to change. He wanted to change it to 3 years. So he was making the announcement at the ball, and that's when everything went down to where it was like, okay, well, maybe we should talk about this with the icons coming together and agreeing on it, and that's where the problem came on. It wasn't like, you know, somebody was trying to bring somebody back from a chop or anything like that. You know, they were just making an announcement.
And then it just started read, and then it came, and it just went from
well,
there.
Well, right, then it went into the reading. And, right.
And then
that's
it went from there, and then,
right.
Of course, Tony was talking to Jack personally, and Jack was talking on the mic and making it a kiki for everybody to hear and making it part of ballroom history because everything that goes on the mic goes on the tape, and that's just the real tea.
Is that all you have to say, Carla? Wait, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to say. And I just think that everybody making it nastier is going to make it continue because clearly the man isn't going to be in jail for forever.
Keisha. Hello, is Keisha still there?
Yeah.
Who Keisha was that?
The caller's still there.
Keisha, I have a question. Hello, Keisha? Keisha Revlon?
No, it's not Keisha.
Oh, girl.
It's not Keisha. I mean, what's the old girl for, honey? We're adults. What you got to say?
Anyway, Keisha Revlon, like I said before, I have a question for you. I wanted to know why do you think...
Sweetie, this is not Keisha.
Why do you
and
think
clearly,
the fight,
I'm
why do you think
sure
the fight started over
top?
Why do you think the fight started over top when it did not start over top? It did not start over a top. That's not how the fight started. So you got your...
The fight started over the reading over the microphone and then the struggling between both of them, too, as he tried to export Tony off to the runway as if Tony was a child.
But once again, we're starting back from point A from the beginning of this conversation. Like Andre said and like I said, it does not matter what Jack said on the phone. He can say what the fuck he want to say over the mic, honey. Tony was still not in the right for bobbing up that damn hotel room, however you want to put it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All right, Keisha, thank you.
Honey,
you
I'm
tased.
Not Keisha.
And you get tased.
So.
And you get tased out the situation.
At the end of the day, sweetie, he won't be gone for long.
Okay, and at the end of the day, you still get saved.
Hopefully, the next time the cops are there to save you, too.
Okay,
oh, my God.
The cops are there to save you again next time.
And you get saved, and your blubber was falling all over the place. You get saved, darling.
He did save you, too.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, the caller has now hung up. The next call I have on the phone line is 910-333. You're live on the air.
Hi, you guys. How are you? This is James Rahi from North Carolina. I didn't attend the ball, but I had seen all the posts on Facebook and stuff, and I was just listening to the person from Philly, what they just said. And like the other person stated, it doesn't even matter what Jack did. He's a commentator. He's been doing this for years. The commentators kiki, they do what they want, they entertain the crowd.
I just think it's really, and Tony's an icon and legend, whatever, but I just think it's really sad that his temper takes him to that place for him to do things like that. Like, I've heard about stuff before I even started walking balls, how Tony is and how girls are scared. I hear kids in the house say when they leave the house, Tony's slapping them at balls and stuff like that. Like, that's just tired. It's immature. Somebody could have been killed. You know, I heard Selvin saying forgive him this, forgive him that, and the girls need to move on from the situation. But the girls sit on here for 2 weeks at a time and talk about tricks, and they're going off on Laomi. They can't take up for her status. This is serious. Like, this is why the ballroom scene will never grow to where we want it to grow to because of shit like this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people can't even go to balls and feel safe anymore. You know what I mean? And I just think that I know everybody's giving him all this credit because he's an icon. They give him all this praise and stuff like that. But everybody makes mistakes and stuff like that still. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I just, so that's all I wanted to say. I'm just glad that, you know, everybody came out there safe for whoever did, and I hope everything's going good with them. But icon, legend, pioneer, not, you still deserve to be judged, and I think that was late, and nobody, no matter what nobody says or does, should take it to that level. Everybody, it's extracurricular, it's recreational, it's for us to get together and perform our talent, and the girls shouldn't have to worry about running up in there with bulletproof vests, and Miss Thing is talking about good thing the cops was there. Like, these are people's lives and stuff like that, and that's just tired and nasty and faggoty, and that's not what the ballroom scene is supposed to be for. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you. The next call I have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live over there.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I have a question. How can Ayanna Revlon from Philadelphia call in about Sex Siren, and she's not even sexy at all?
Oh, shit. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
The next call I have is 703-920. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is my question. I just wanted to know, at the end of the day, everybody keep going back and forth about the same situation, but at the end of the day,
Who am I speaking with?
I'm just a 007. I just watch at the balls.
Okay.
I don't have a house name. My curiosity was, at the end of the day, months down the line, or somehow Tony will be getting out eventually. What is he going to be, barred from going to balls, or how is this going to go further into the future? Because he will be back. That's all I wanted to know.
And you a 007, right? Okay.
Oh. You're frying it.
Listen, fishing is crazy.
That's the problem, right there. People like you always get fucking smart.
Uh-oh, girl.
Oh,
please.
Shit.
What you gonna do, burn my house down?
And that's
girl,
why people jump out there, because bitches like you get smart, and that's why bitches get slapped.
Girl, I can say what the fuck I want to say, honey. Move around.
You can, bitch, you can get slapped for it, too.
Okay,
oh, shit.
Come slap me. Oh. Come slap me, darling. Come slap me, Mr. Revlon, honey. You want to be where your father is at? Come slap me, girl.
Who's a Revlon?
Oh, come on, Dwaller. She's a Revlon. She's not a 007.
She's not a Revlon.
She's not a 007.
But she's not a Revlon.
But she's not a 007. I know that. Like I said.
Oh, shit.
Why?
Oh,
so do you want to go there with me?
Tony will be back, and you bitches will still be scared.
Like, exactly. Like I said, you're not a 007. Let's get it together.
First of all, let me tell you something. Tony, yes. If God is willing, yes, we'll be back. But yes, they have a certain thing that's called an order protection.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The next call I have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just want to know how anybody in a right mind can sit up here and say on air or say to anybody that they think that Jack was wrong. First of all, Jack is a commentator and a ball promoter. He had the right to say whatever he wanted to say on the mic.
Hello.
And he also had the right to drag whoever off the floor that he wanted to drag off the floor. He did nothing wrong but try to keep everything calm down. And for anybody in their right mind to sit here and say that he was wrong for what he did, he was no way, no shape, or form wrong for anything he did or said at all. And as far as the other person from Philly, Ayana, she sitting here talking about a sex siren category or whatever the case may be, like she's actually been in the ballroom scene for a very long time or like she's legendary. If you ask me, I wouldn't even put her on the panel to judge anybody who's walking sex time, whether it's junior or senior.
Oh, shit.
But as for Jack, he did nothing wrong. They trying to sugarcoat what Tony did. I don't care what nobody say. Something like this is unforgivable. Yes, you have to forgive and forget. You cannot forget about something like this. If anybody in that room would have died, do you think that their family would have been able to forgive him for killing a member of their family? No, he's totally wrong. He deserves whatever he gets, and that's all I have to say.
What's up now?
Kelly.
Thank you, caller.
Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Kelly.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just tell everybody for who did stay at the DoubleTree and did not get a refund? They are refunding those who paid, you know, directly to the hotel. Whether that's, you know, if you sent them cash, they'll mail you a check from corporate. So just call the hotel and they will give you. If you pay with your debit card or your credit card, they'll put the money back. They'll refund the money back to your card as well for your entire stay. So you know, if you went through a third party like Priceline or something, I guess they're accommodating somehow, but we did speak to them today or yesterday, and there we, you know, so for those who did stay there, you know, get your money back.
Okay, well, you got your coins back, sis? Did you get every dollar back?
I'm sure to call the hotel because I need my 230 sisters back.
That would be cute, bitch. Could you lend me 20, girl?
Bitch, I need my 230 sisters back. Y'all are whooping. Y'all better call for those two rooms y'all had. Maybe because y'all room was four and change because y'all had a double suite. Y'all had to call the hotel tomorrow to give it back the money. Y'all had a double suite and y'all room was two a night.
Fuck a double suite. That was the presidential suite, baby. Fuck that, honey.
Get your money back.
Fuck that.
Well, what about the
yes.
people that lived around the hotel that ran over there to see if everything was okay? Do they get a refund? Because I would like some money, but...
Hold on, we got another caller. 908-316, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Michelle Babin. First and foremost, I don't want to argue with anyone tonight, so I'm not going to argue. First, I want to say I sincerely apologize for what happened. I feel bad for what happened to Felicity. I was listening last night. I think everything that happened was taken too far. But for the caller that just called and said that Jack was wrong, I don't know Jack personally. However, it takes two people to have a fight. You know what I'm saying? To fight, it takes two people. So to say that one person is wrong and the other person isn't, I think that's totally crazy. That's all I want to say. But I feel like it's over. It's done with, you know. I mean, people just need to move on in the discussion.
Right, and it should be like Selvin and Chad.
Michelle, you said you didn't. You called me not to argue,
forgive
right.
or forgive and move on.
I keep harping over this
and keep talking about it and keep arguing about it and keep trying to bash Tony and saying Tony's this, Tony's that. Yes, he's an icon in the scene. He did something wrong. Either forgive, forget, or pray, like the icon Selvin said, and let it go.
Amen.
Y'all
want to
keep laughing and keep keying about, oh, every time somebody call in and start talking about Tony this and Tony that, Tony this and Tony that. Like, come on. And that's
what
all I want to say.
Thank you, caller. The next caller I have is 267-467. You're live on the air. 267-467. You're live on the air. 267-467, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. 678-778, you're live on the air.
Hey, I want everybody to, like, kind of get over it and let it go. I mean, I know it was kind of traumatic for everybody, but it's not going to get anywhere with everybody arguing, like Selvin said. Kind of let it go. Kelly, I'm sorry everything happened to you. Andre, I'm sorry everything happened to you. Felicity, I'm definitely sorry everything happened to you. But we got to let it go. I mean, Tony's going to serve his time. He's going to pay for whatever he did, and it is what it is. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere with spending two whole radio shows talking about it. So, I mean, let it go, and everybody pray like Selvin said and get over it. And everybody have a good night.
Man.
Thank you. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live over here.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Kelly, do you have the number to the DoubleTree Hotel? Because I need my money. I want my money, and I need it now.
I don't have the number to the DoubleTree, baby. Just search online, baby.
Hello?
Thank you. The next caller I have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm just wanted to say to the lady who just called in and said it takes two to tangle, which is right. But even though something bad actually did go down after all, but just say, for instance, if Jack wouldn't have tried to stop him from getting to the panel, what he would have done to whoever he was going, you know, after on the panel. Like, yes, it does take two to tangle, but I feel as though Jack did have the right to try to prevent something from happening in the ball. Could you imagine if all this would have happened inside of the ball?
Cool.
And
for
them to say that Jack did not have the right to do what he did, he was absolutely in the right. Yes, it does take two to tangle, but imagine if Tony would have got up there to whoever he was going after on the panel, what would have happened inside of the ball?
Can I ask a question, and it's just no shade? I'm confused at how some of these ballroom kids can sit here and say, and it's just my opinion, I don't understand how people can sit here and say that just because someone did something and then it justifies the right for an icon or legend to put their hand on another person or whatever, or icon or legend or whatever. And even though they're icon or legend, which doesn't matter, but people keep saying, well, Tony's been insane for 20, 30 years. That shit don't mean shit. It's the point that just because someone said something doesn't justify the right for someone to put their hands on them and end
and
up burning
people
up
are allowed
a hotel
to say,
room.
People are allowed to say whatever they want to say, but it's the people in the ballroom scene who think that they're
right.
Status and stuff. That he's going to prevent people from doing something.
Right.
Like,
this is what's killing me.
Whatever they want to say.
I want y'all to think about this. If this was not two icons fighting, like, say if it was two knots from the House of Crayola and all this shit had happened, would we be on this phone talking about all this right now?
No, they wouldn't.
No. So let's stop the BS. Stop making up. Let's stop making up stuff for Tony and be like, oh yeah, Tony, this Tony. I respect Tony, but at the end of the day, he was wrong. Point blank and simple. He burned up a hotel room. He had to ask people, are y'all crazy?
And that's
like,
what I'm saying.
On.
We should have been talking back and forth about everything. But the part that I
was wrong.
Now, didn't nobody lose their life? Yes, people got hurt and lost their possessions and stuff like that. But just say, for instance, if somebody would have actually died with these same people that saying Tony wasn't wrong, he just acted out of anger, would they still be saying the same thing if somebody was laying
right.
in a casket and you had to go look down on them?
Right. Wait, hold on, private caller. Stay right there because all those callers that called in, they have hung up and called back in, and they're now pressing one, so I guess they want to speak with you, private caller. Hold on. 267-210, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Ayana from Philly Mother Revlon.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, old girl is right. My
girl.
Whole thing is that all of y'all groups, y'all commented about sex sirens. I didn't even mention nothing about a sex siren. But at the end of the day, whether you feel as though I'm sexy or not is your own opinion, and it's not even really that serious. But at the end of the day, if you're going to read, at least look nice.
Kelly, that's Keisha, the person that you tased. That's not Ayana. She's faking herself. That's I know her voice. That's Keisha, girl. That's not
but
Ayana.
This is
Ayana.
This is
Ayana.
Whoever said that was boring. First of all, you faggots need to get right in your real life. Be successful. Who needs the ballroom scene when you can pay your rent every month and you don't have to live on the floor like most of the icons and legends do?
Michelle.
Boom.
And just like Nicole once said earlier, everybody's running around talking about their children this and their children that, but y'all not teaching these children shit.
Come to Philadelphia. Please do. Come to Philadelphia.
People are quick to always
get beat like the big bitch that you are and get knocked the fuck down. Bitch, please do. Come to Philadelphia.
Kelly. Let him read.
That's that. Is Marcus still on the phone?
Yeah, Marcus is
still
on the phone.
Marcus, let me ask you a question. You used a word. I can't remember the word that you used for sex siren when you was describing the category. But I think the word was exotic. Did the category of sex siren that I'm laying here watching right now, did the category of sex siren require the part of it being exotic?
No. The category, we were trying to, when we said that we wanted something more alluring, exotic, and sensual, we were just really just kind of thinking about all the things that we, how we describe sex sirens. The category was looking for essentially an effect inspired by a zodiac sign.
Hi, Diesel.
And I applaud everybody that participated because most of them really took it above even what I, imagined when I came up with it. But, they were very creative.
And if you're not using the word exact, then I see a lot of them that should have been, yeah, okay. That's all.
And to be honest with you, my personal opinion is that
fuck y'all.
People were chopping based on their house members getting chopped. And I said it on the show that we were not going to overturn a chop. I wanted to honestly replace the entire panel once I saw all of that happening. But again, it would be very difficult to do that for me to make a judgment call when it was a ball of six people. If it was my personal ball by myself, even though there was good people up there and bad people up there, everyone would have had to get up. But I couldn't make that call by myself. At the end of the day, I was pleased with who won. He definitely brought it. So at the end of the day, it didn't have a direct effect on, but did some innocent people get chopped? Yes, they were. Chopping manner. Because, it could have been to where everyone got chopped. And what would happen then, everybody would have gotten fired.
Excuse me, 908-316-1, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Now, I just want to say, I'm not saying that Tony wasn't wrong. I never said Tony wasn't wrong. But you can't sit here and say, Tony, without saying Jack. Now, I wasn't at the ball, so everything that I'm hearing, I'm going based on hearsay. But if I'm correct, Jack grabbed Tony. I tried to escort him off the stage. He didn't have to put his hands on that man. He did not have to put his hands on him. Everyone here knows very much if you're walking somewhere and somebody grabs you, okay, you're going to feel offended. You're going to retaliate. You retaliate. Now, maybe he took it too far. Yes, indeed. But at the end of the day, you can't say Tony's wrong and Jack isn't. I'm sorry. You just can't do it. Now, they both played a part in it.
I believe that at the end of the day, whoever was wrong, two people unfortunately could have got hurt. A lot of somebody got beat down with a bat. I was crying and scared. Andre didn't know what to do. Selvin was confused. Kelly was scared for her life. So the fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter who was wrong and right. And that's what's wrong with all of us mutants. We run around here trying to point the finger at everyone, and we need to learn to point the finger inwards. Sometimes our reaction can make a problem worse than what it is. What part with Paige? I mean, I think y'all all talk a lot. Y'all just so silly. Read, go do something. That's why y'all need to pray. Because I didn't learn nothing from school, but I learned something from the Bible. That's why y'all need to pray. Because I didn't get none of this knowledge from school. I got it from the ballroom scene. I got it from being a mother. I got it from having a sick child. I got it from there. That's what we need to be doing. Learning how to do something else and giving ourselves and our energy to something else for a bigger cause. It doesn't matter.
I'm not trying to point the finger at Jack, but all I'm saying is two people played a part in it. That's all
right.
I'm saying. You can't keep bashing Tony.
I personally would never bash him because he's my grandfather, but I'm not going to sit here and say, make an excuse for him. Because to make an excuse for him would make me not saying that I didn't see him. Logic, because I didn't see him. So I didn't see him, and I was
wrong. He did something wrong, and nobody's making an excuse for him.
Excuse.
Nothing to do with it. Kelly should have stayed out of it. Felicity should have stayed out of it. Joelle, Mizrahi, and all of the other Mizrahi child that was in that hotel room should have stayed out of it. Tony was
wrong, and I'm a Revlon, and I'm saying it. Tony was wrong at the end of the day. Kelly and all of them as well, he had nothing to do with it. It should have stayed between Jack and Tony. So you're not to blame saying that
amen and amen to whatever Revlon is calling the motherfucker's
phone. Yes, because when they sitting here and Kelly explained the story, it was between Jack and Tony until somebody jumped on Jack. See, so when everybody learned their fucking place and everybody learned how to stay out of it, it could have been some leaders. Kelly could have came. Somebody could have came that broke them up. Everybody jumped. Who thought it was smart to jump on Jack just as well as anybody who would think it would be smart to jump on Tony? Ain't nobody different.
God.
At the end of the day, they're both grown, and neither one of them should have took it that far.
At the end of the day, okay, so everybody say at the end of the day. End of the day, the situation, this is what's wrong with the situation at the end of the day. Situations grow out of hand because you have two people that have been friends for over 20 years that could have handled that situation amongst themselves, whether they grabbed each other, swung a punch, or anything. That was between Jack and Tony. There was no reason.
Exactly what I just said.
No reason for Keisha and those girls to jump on top of Jack and escalate the situation where they escalated the situation at. And that's been the problem with the ballroom scene for many years now. Girls do not know how to mind they fucking business when it comes to situations. The situation could have been squashed. Jack and Tony would have had a little scuffle, and they would have still been girlfriends to this day. But girls don't know how to act, and they want to go on impulses and react. So every action has a reaction. And when Keisha jumped on Jack, the Mizrahis jumped on her, and the situation out of control.
Right. At the end of the day, I just feel like everybody needs to move on. It happened, and, you know, it's a sad situation.
I'm really getting tired of y'all ending this day because Salvin got on his phone.
I think that
now all of y'all is in the day. At the end of the day, y'all done end the day like at least 20 times.
Well, girl, I'm going to keep saying at the end of the day. But anyway, at the end of the day.
I'm just
started
at the end of the day, and now everybody's at the end of the day. Okay, it's getting to the end then. It got
to
be. If we're burning down hotels, we're all about to die. Y'all got
to
understand that. The world is shifting, and we're about to be gagging. Because we're
people need to move on. People need to move on.
At the end of the day. This is,
and everybody's still
and let's say it together. At the end of the day, because this shit.
Somebody gets Selvin on the line. Somebody gets Selvin on the line, because whatever Selvin says, what Selvin said it was correct. Just pray and move on. Y'all
at the end of the day.
Talking
the day.
About it. And this, that, and the third. I didn't say at the end of the day, sweetie. So,
oh, my God. Who's that?
Don't sweetie Nicole, baby.
Wait, I didn't even say anything offensively. What's wrong with you? I wasn't being rude to you.
Hey, Revlon, fall back. Don't sweetie Nicole, darling, because I will bite.
I didn't say anything. I was repeating with you.
I can't even have a casual conversation.
Selvin came on before and kept at the end of the day, we just need to pray. So when Selvin started the end of the day statement, everybody was saying it. So when she got on and said it, and then Kelly said it, so I said, oh, wow, we're starting the end of the day statement. That's it. I didn't say anything to you for you to come at me like that.
No, I just said at the end of the day because everybody kept saying it, baby.
Right, that's what I was saying. That's why I repeated it. So what was wrong with him? I wasn't being rude.
I wanted the bench to tell the girl
let me first of all say, if you felt disrespected, I apologize. I didn't mean to disrespect you. I didn't mean to offend you. Nicole, I don't know who you are, but I apologize if you felt disrespected, because I'm not a disrespected person.
No, I wasn't being, what I'm trying to say is I wasn't saying that you, I'm saying that we just all started using the term at the end of the day and that how this has caused the end of the day. I wasn't saying anything directed towards you.
Right.
No,
and
I've been wanting to stop the girls from saying at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, Remy Ma is in motherfucking jail at the end of the day.
When Selma started it, though, she said at the end of the day. So when I kept saying the end of the day, I'm thinking about the end of time. I'm thinking about what is happening.
Right.
So I figured that maybe you're doing right for the conversation at the end of the day. So, well, we at the end of the time. That's all. But y'all can move on.
I definitely want to thank y'all for calling in. If y'all have anything else to say, we got 45 minutes left, and we got about 10 more callers that got their hands up. Okay, Revlon?
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
All
Okay, the next call I have is 910-333. You're live on the air.
Hey, Cal. Hey, Mother. It's me. It's Jay, Ms. Rahi again. I just wanted to say that I'm not really going to – I don't really want to bring up the whole Tony thing. Everybody's right. Forgive and forget. But I'm just gagging personally because I listen to your show all the time, and you guys did a show like a couple of months ago about how the ballroom scene needs to get back to where it used to be and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I really sit and I respect the icons when they're talking and they're giving out their knowledge to the young girls, to the new girls. And for Tony to take it to that level, I'm just kind of gagging. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's crazy. And everybody's saying, like, Jack is wrong and Jack is this and Jack is that. Everybody does something wrong. It's how you handle it at the end of the day. Oh.
Oh, no, no,
thank
no,
you.
No,
God.
No,
I didn't
want to
say at the end of the day.
Oh, my God, you was going to say at the end of the day? Oh, shit. You heard 15, see what I mean? At the end of the day.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Please, let me hold on before you say anything, private caller. Please, you know what? I'm going to say it. At the end of the day. Yeah. At the end of the day, bitch, I've been a person, and I'm going to be honest with you. I've been a person, and I've been out for 15 years. And 5 of my 15 years, I have been in jail or in prison and from the ballroom scene. I don't wish prison on anybody, okay? I don't wish prison on anybody. Please, okay? Tony did what he did, and yes, Tony was wrong. Jack played a part in it, and everybody played a part in it that escalated the situation where they escalated the situation at, okay? We just got to get past this situation, and after tonight, we're not going to talk about this situation come Monday when the show comes back on a Monday. We're not going to talk about this situation. And anybody that comes on the show and they talk about this situation, I'm going to completely block them from calling into the show and I'm going to hang up on them. We're not going to talk about this. We got 43 minutes. Everybody has their opinions and everybody can say what they want to say for these next 43 minutes. But after tonight, it stops. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, the only way they'll get Tony out if Ayanna Revlon take her titties and put them on eBay. They may mistake it for the golden nugget of McDonald's.
Well, at the end of the day.
And after today, that end of the day is dead, bitch.
You can actually tell me everybody's fun at the end of the day.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that is. The next caller we have is 678-778. You're live on the air. 678.
At the end of the night, like, at the end of the night.
Yo,
for real, at the end of the night, because I ain't going to say day, like the icons and everybody on here, y'all speaking like, the ballroom scene needs to do this, and the new kids need to do this. I'm listening to you, and I've been in the ballroom scene for 10 years. I'm listening to you guys argue and fuss and argue on a national radio show for all the kids to hear. And y'all are wondering why the kids go to the ball and act up, or y'all on the panel acting up. Like in North Carolina, y'all are just cutting up over a category, and you're wondering why the kids is cutting up and acting up. That's why. So lead by example, and don't just get on the radio show and give all these suggestions at the end of the night, because you're leading by example and you got too many people following y'all. So act right. That's for everybody on the line. Yo, get over it and do something else. Find something else to do with your time. Like, talk about something else. And have a good night, everybody.
You too. Thank you. The next call I have is 302-333. You're live on the air.
I'm back. Listen, stop disrespecting my father. Stop disrespecting my house. Please, I'm asking you real nicely. Please stop disrespecting my father and disrespecting my house. I'm not getting on here arguing with nobody. I'm not getting on here cussing with nobody. You told y'all, please stop disrespecting us. We're not.
Okay, well, if you're not looking to argue, then hang up. No, wait a minute. If you're not looking to argue, then don't come up here with that tone of voice. Hang up.
No,
don't come up here with that tone of voice. Talk about blah, 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 blah. If you don't want to argue, then don't call in. Come on. You come up here with that tone of voice. You come up here with that tone of voice telling people that don't do this, don't do that. You better go have a seat.
If you don't, it will be
you better go have a seat. That's what you need to do. You better go have a seat.
Who is that?
Please believe I ain't gotta have a seat nowhere.
Who's that? Who's that speaking? Who's that?
This is Maurice.
Maurice. I'm from
yeah.
Baltimore?
No, from Philadelphia.
Okay.
Stop disrespecting my house. That's all I gotta say. I'm done with the bullshit. Everybody was wrong with the situation. They was all wrong. Everybody was wrong. But stop trying to make Tony out to be this fucking monster. Like he was like setting out to kill people. Nah, fuck all that. He got mad. Like Kelly gets mad. And she went.
Wait, hold on. Now this is Kelly talking. Okay, you said stop making Tony out to be a monster. Like he was trying to kill somebody. You don't think that Tony was trying to kill my three kids that was in that room when he thought it was my room?
Nope, not at all.
So what do you think that was going to happen if that was my room and I opened the door? Hold on, let me finish. I'll let you speak. Hold on, Maurice. Maurice, hold on. I'll let you speak, and I spoke. I'm not being disrespectful to you. Yes, my co-host is being disrespectful to you, but that's her opinion, okay? If I would have opened that door and that was my room, Tony's out there, and Tony has an axe. Keisha has a crowbar, and the other child had what they had in their hand. What do you think would have happened if I would have opened my door and came out that room if that was really my room that they found?
They had a fault.
So I would have fought with them, and they got an axe and a crowbar and gasoline. I would have fought with them.
He wasn't going to ask nobody. He wanted to come outside. He wanted to come out the room. All they do was come out the room. If they was going to do all that fly shit, jump on him and all that other type shit, it's repercussions and shit that happens. If y'all want to do all that,
My question to you is, I had nothing to do with that whole situation. So why was they at my room door with axes and things?
Who is it, Selvin?
This is Kelly.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Let him speak. Go ahead.
You threw a chair at Tony. How did you not have nothing to do with it?
I did not. I never threw a chair or anything. I never had a chair in my hand.
Oh my God. But point blank, period. If they would have fought, then it would have been done and over with. But y'all want to sit on here and let this man out to be all that. Kelly, he stopped me from attacking you. Now, he's a big monster then. He wasn't a big monster when you were trying to come to Philly, and he stopped me from attacking you. So how is it that he's this big monster, and he's going to do all that to you? My God, y'all not going to do that.
Didn't you just say you came up here not to argue, and then you go again with your mouth? Like, this
I'm
is what I'm talking
I'm
about. Like, girl, y'all are going to kill me.
This is my whole thing. I'm sitting here, and I'm speaking true facts of the situation. I never threw a chair once at that ball because I had my stun gun. Oh. And the time I used my stun gun was to get Keisha off of Jack's back because Tony was on the floor. Jack was on top of Tony. Keisha was on top of Jack, and my son was on top of Keisha. I pulled my son over Keisha, tased Keisha to get her off. I never had a chair or anything. I was just trying to not have the situation escalate where it was going at. So if I was to open my door with them at the door with an axe and a crowbar and gasoline, they was just going to talk or we was just going to fight. They didn't come there to talk. First of all, let me tell you something. I have been a person.
To fight me. Did you not come to Philly to fight me? Didn't you bring all your house kids to fight? Didn't you come to Philly to fight me? Right or wrong?
When did I come to Philly to fight you?
You came to Philly with that little Mike boy. What's his name? Mike. What is that little baby? That little Mike boy. Mike. He had a ball. And you came to Philly. We argued over one or two things last year, and you got mad.
Wasn't you the same person that called in here to the radio show and you read me and told me what you was going to do to me when I come
Thank
to Philadelphia
you.
And I never said anything to you?
I sure did.
And I never said anything to you. So why would you call here into this radio show and read me and call me all types of things? And I came to Philly because you told me to come to Philadelphia.
You've done shit too. You've ran out. You've attacked these kids too. You've done stuff too.
I have, yes. I have, yes. And like you said, hold on.
Like you said,
in my 15 years, I have ran out and I have attacked people and I have protected my children because every fight that I had in 15 years had nothing to do with me. It always had something to do with my children. But you know what I didn't do in the 15 years? I never went to someone's house and I never went to someone's hotel room and I never came with an axe and a wrench and a crowbar and gasoline and set their shit on fire. I used my hands. I used what God gave me, and that's how I protected myself. I never came with weapons or anything.
Leave his name out your fucking mouth. If you can't respect that man, leave his name out your fucking mouth.
What y'all need to do is, y'all all need to get off the phone line and stop calling in here, and y'all all need to be worried about that $7,500 together to get him out of jail.
Okay.
The next call I have is 803-841. You're live on the air.
Yes.
803-481. You're live on the air.
Flash.
Okay. The next call I had is 864-498. You're live on the air. Okay, that caller is gone. The next caller I have is 678-778. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. The next caller that I have is 26210. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Okay, that caller is gone.
Now speak to Kelly, please. Is Kelly online? Listen.
I'm gonna always be coming at you the way
that he did. He had every right to. First of all, every fucking bar that goes on, just stop, bitch. You're always the one that everybody's scared of. Let me tell you something.
I put the caller back on mute. Okay, first of all, this is what we're not going to do. Okay, we are not gonna call in here to my show. Okay. That I sit here every night and I host every night. What you're not going to do is you're not going to call in here and you're not going to first of all me. Because no one first of all me. Because when you first of all me, it makes it seem like you're checking me. And bitch, the only motherfucking bitch that can motherfucking check me is Barbara Dolores Hunter. And she's been dead for motherfucking 8 years. My own mama can't check me. So don't first of all me. That's what we're not going to do. Second of all, okay, and my sister Jasmine can first of all be. Okay, what we're not going to do is sit here and call in and first of all be and try to justify situations and try to make situations out to whatever y'all want to make the situations out. Yes, Kelly has been in this boardroom scene for 15 years. Yes, Kelly has fought and Kelly has done this and Kelly has done that. But one thing Kelly has never done is Kelly has never went to anybody's hotel room with gasoline, an axe, and a crowbar. She has never set anyone's apartment or hotel on fire. Kelly has never beat a femme queen down with a motherfucking baseball bat because I don't need to do that, okay? If I'm going to tear it down, my hands, my dick beaters that God gave me works very well, and I know how to use them, okay? Y'all want to sit here and y'all want to take and justify the situation and or say all of this and say all of that? Bitch, it was wrong. The situation was between two individuals, two grown-ass 40-something-year-old motherfucking men. And now y'all want to call in here, and y'all want to justify the situation, and y'all want to sit here, and y'all want to threaten, and y'all want to do this, baby? I don't have time for it. This face costs $8,000. I'm about to invest another $8,000 into this body and to getting it together. Y'all want to attack me and y'all want to do whatever y'all want to do. Y'all going to be sitting in motherfucking jail. I might be beat up and I might be in the hospital because y'all motherfucking punk ass bitches is going to motherfucking jump me, Miss Nate, because that's the only thing y'all can do is jump me. A bitch can't stand one-on-one and knuckle up with me with my motherfucking dick beaters. My dick beaters work very well, and I've been using them for motherfucking years. I ain't never been a punk bitch. I've never been a punk bitch, and I've never been a motherfucking pussy bitch, honey. I came from motherfucking Harlem, New York, bitch, from the motherfucking Polygraph motherfucking project. Any of you motherfucking bitches, y'all want me any motherfucking day, y'all can have me, bitch. And baby, we can take this to the motherfucking streets. I have been nice, and I've been politically correct with you motherfucking faggots on this phone and trying to justify this situation. Y'all bitches is not going to back me into a hole, and y'all not going to pump me into a motherfucking thing. And if Tony was to get out of jail, and Tony was to get out of jail today tomorrow, bitch, and he still had that board next week in South Carolina, bitch, I will be in motherfucking purge. Y'all bitches is not gonna pump me. Y'all can kiss my big fat black motherfucking ass. Suck it, bitch.
Jesus.
At the end of the day.
Girl.
Jesus.
Miss Nicole.
Yes. That's the reason I sing.
Sing.
Jasmine, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What are dick beaters?
Yes, please, let's go back to that. Cal, sis, are you dick beating over there? Because what is the dick beating thing, Mama? I mean, it is the safest thing around. But are you dick beating over there, sis?
My dick beaters. This is what gets me so mad about Kelly, because I constantly tell her, stop acting like that.
I'm just riled up, Miss Thang, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm a real bitch. When these girls round me up, and they bring, I got two sides to me, okay? I'm going to let y'all girls know.
And one of them is the dick beating side.
Hold on, I'm a Gemini, and I got two sides to me, okay? And I'm going to let you girls know right now, okay? Kelly is nice, and Kelly is a sweetheart. Kelly will give you whatever you want. Kelly will let you walk over her and do whatever you want to do. That's how Kelly is. But when Kelly is backed into a corner, dating Charles Harrison Hudson Jr., the third comes out, and that's her protector.
But you know something? You know something? We need to really sit down for a minute and think. Think for one second. I'm going to ask Nicole while Kelly calms down. Nicole, we all know all of this is out of control. All this is, it's just so unfortunate what happened. It's all out of control. But what do we do about it? And where do you start? And I'm just asking you personally.
Well,
what
me,
are you going to do?
For me, personally, Jasmine.
And the only reason why I ask is because this is what happened that yesterday. Well, what happened on Sunday is now it has gone so past just Mizrahi Revlon. You got so many people on Facebook. If you sit down and you look at the Facebook pages, you go to Tony's page, you go to everyone's different pages, and people, other people out there are personally attacking each other, because it's like some people are on Tony's side and people are reading them for being on Tony's side and people are reading this and that. I mean, you now the next function, the next club, the next ball, the next people in the village or wherever and hangs out in their own city, they're liable to attack each other because of what happened on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an example. Even in the regular straight community, a few weeks ago, two girls, I think it was in Brooklyn or Bronx, I'm not sure, but one girl attacked and killed another girl based on something that was said on Facebook, that going back and forth on Facebook. Now, this could lead up to the same exact thing because of something that happened over the weekend. Where are you going to start? You have so many people that look up to you. Where are you going to start? Nicole, where are you going to start? Kelly, but go
Hello?
Ahead.
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me on the radio?
Yes.
Nick, oh,
okay, because I really didn't thought that I could be here because my phone's carrying on. But, Jasmine, I'm going to tell you where I have to start it to start. I'm going to start with me. And now that I lead such a phenomenal house, real good, and it's the house of the year, with me starting with me, I'm going to start with my house, and I'm going to just back up. Because I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be putting out anything. What happened was very unfortunate to both parts. I think right now with me, I'm going to start with me, and I'm going to start with my anger, I'm going to start with my teaching, and I'm going to start with taking my house, and we're going to fall back. Because I don't want us to be caught up in this, because then when we get caught up in this, and then we react the same way, it does not help the problem. So the more people we have involved, and the more opinions, and the more anger we have involved with the situation, it's not going to help it. So I pledge from the House of Kwan, the mother, that I'm going to start with me, fixing my attitude, fixing my teaching, and I teach very well, but it's always room for improvement. I'm going to start with pushing my house back and letting us play the background, because all this stuff that's going on right now, we all need to reevaluate us, reevaluate our teaching, reevaluate our house, and how they may think. Because there's members in our house that may think that that's okay. We need to all learn, take our situation, our congregation, and come together and figure out, are we all on the same page? Because obviously we're not. So with me, for Nicole Kwan, the legend, the whatever, Bose, I'm a mother, I'm this, I'm that, but I'm going to throw all that in the garbage. And I'm going to go back and I'm just going to start with me and evaluating my thoughts and my teaching so that my house don't get caught up in the situation. And we know what to do when that type of situation is conflicted on us. Then always with situations, you have victims and you have the accused one, like what Jack did at Roy's Ball. I applaud Kelly and how they did that. It was amazing. That bitch said, Ms. Rice, up against the wall, and everybody started jumping out of chairs and everything. And that's if we gotta find a format to stop it and to run away from the situation and to try to calm it down, then maybe that's what we need to do. We need to start using methods. We are mothers. We are leaders in our own life, on the ballroom scene. I get angry. I get frustrated. You don't know me to attacking anybody unless you come too many feet in front of me. You're not gonna put your fingers in my face. You're not gonna wave your hand. Then that make me nervous, but me coming up to you, because I have a mouth that is completely disgusting. I am not easy to defend. You can talk about my feet, my breasts, wherever. I can read you into a hole and walk off and do what I like to do to keep me moving through the night. It does not bother me. After I'm done, I'll read the next person. I am not trying to hit, hurt, or start any major big phenomenon. If you attack me and attack my house, we are going to defend ourselves. Right. I just hope, Jasmine, and this is why I'm stepping back, because I don't want to be caught in the line with all this anger, because if they attack us and we defend ourselves, whoever, do it escalate to that?
Because, yeah, baby, ain't nobody going to attack me, and nobody's not going to do anything to me, baby. If anybody attacks me, baby, I feel sorry for them, baby, because I'm going to jail, bitch. And I think this time I'm not coming out. Because, baby, y'all thought Tony blacked out and he did what he did. Baby, when I black out, baby, it's not going to be nothing nice. And I feel sorry. And I really do feel sorry for the girl. I really do. For anybody that think they're going to attack me or attack any one of my children or anybody that I'm affiliated with, baby, I protect, okay? And everybody sits here and everybody wants to sit here and they want to read Kelly and downgrade Kelly and everything. Let me let all of y'all, all 86 people and that's in the chat room and the 90 people that's on the phone lines know. In the 15 years of me being out, the only fight that I ever been in the 15 years of me being out that I had something to do with was the fight that I had with Alora. God rest her soul. I'm running around here with a motherfucking .50 cut on my motherfucking arm, and it had nothing to do with me. It was me protecting my motherfucking child. And the girls want to sit here and make me out to be some type of motherfucking animal. Bitch, everything I do is to protect my kids. I don't walk balls. I read at balls. It's because of my children. The girls trying my children. And then when I see them trying other houses, I go and whisper in their ear, they're trying your kids, bitch. Watch this, judge, because this is what they're doing. They're trying your children. And the girls want to sit here, bitch, please, nobody's not gonna back me in a corner. I'm not. I will not be backed into a corner, bitch. And if we have to take, if we have to take this farther than what we have to take it, baby, then that's the way we can play this game. And if the girls don't know that we can play this game, baby, I have a whole bunch. I have a slew. Okay, a slew of motherfucking cousins that I can take and bring to the board, bitch, and shut it down if that's what the girls want to do and that's how the girls want to play it. Bitch, if I got to come to a board, bitch, and rent a motherfucking 15 passenger van, bitch, for myself and my kids, and then rent another 15 passenger van to bring my cousins with me to the board, bitch, then that's what I'm going to have to motherfucking do. Because ain't no bitch going to stop me from coming out to a motherfucking board, because I enjoy coming out to the board and my kids like coming out to the board. So however they want to play this is the way we can play this. Hold on, we got a whole bunch of callers that got their hands up.
Oh, I think you riled them up.
347-717, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Let me ask y'all a question. My name is Monique, right? And I am Kelly's cousin. Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all sitting here and y'all making all these threats and all this bullshit for no reason, right? I want to know, do y'all got this bail money up? Because all this wanting to threaten and fighting and want to beat up Kelly, that's not bringing my grandfather home from motherfucking jail. Y'all sending messages
okay.
on Facebook not knowing that
okay.
Tony Blackley raised me, okay? That's my grandfather. So everybody is coming through it. Y'all popping on this mess, and none of y'all getting my grandfather's out of jail. And this is what I said on Facebook. Where is all this coming from? Like, come on. Ain't nobody touching Kelly. And like she said, we are family. It goes way beyond a fucking ballroom thing. Believe that. So keep threatening her, and trust me, I will have the motherfucking squad waiting for anybody. Now play with me. Please play with me. Hello.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
That bitch said, hello, motherfucker. I'm a fucker, Lisa.
I'm a caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
What's going on? No, I just wanted to say, Kelly, I love you. You know what I'm saying? You're real cool. Every time I come out, you always been cool, been a decent person. I haven't been in the ballroom scene for that long, but I think it's fucked up how people always try you, because people always try to be funny. So don't explain yourself to none of these whack-ass, fag-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying, getting up on this phone trying to try you or whatever. Like you said, you've been doing it forever. Fuck them bitches. You don't got to explain yourself to nobody, period.
Ooh,
you call her. The next call I have is 224-766. You're live on the air, all the way from the Midwest.
Oh, hey, Lord. Guys.
Hi,
what's going on?
Hey, first of all, Kelly, at the end of the day,
oh, shit.
Half of them people is not going to even be in that house
okay.
by next week. So you're sitting up there arguing with those people for what reason? They gonna be gone because they don't have Tony there to protect them. So, hey, fuck them.
Tiana, what happened at the Midnight Ball? We never got into that.
We'll talk about that next week. Y'all got bigger fish to fry now.
No,
oh shit, Miss Dingin is not Porky, bitch.
We ain't talking about nothing.
Nah.
So hold on, somebody just sent me a message and they say, "Welcome, Tiana, X Milan."
Oh, is there juice? Is it orange, apple, bitch? We got a little cranberry juice going on over here.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, I hope that later on we don't realize that is juice, because juice, bitch? I hope it's not juice, but I want to say something to what Kelly's saying about her kids, and that's the difference between a lot of these mothers who have won Mothers of the Year and won trophies, and they think that they're fab because they have their house carried. It is not about you, sweet cakes. That's not why you're there to be the mother. The mother is there to set the mat and the foreground for her children. And like the cat, you ever had notice when a cat 15, they have a baby, and when we was young, if your cat had a baby in the house and you would go touch the baby, the mother would kill the cat. She was so protective over her cat, she would even attack you over her cat. And that's what a mother is to her children. She's nurturing and she's there. So anything that involves her children actually involves the mother. And a lot of people, now it's all about the way the mother chooses to handle it. And that's where I will work took on myself, because anything that goes down with what I'm building and the foreground I'm setting, I'm going to protect it to all four courses.
Yes. Stay right there, Tayana. Don't hang up. The next caller we have is 267-810. You're live on the air. 2-0-2-6-7-8-1-5. You're live on the air.
Whoa. Hi.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, can I speak to Kelly?
This is Kelly.
My name is London Revlon. Good, okay?
Oh, good.
What?
No, I'm going. Don't do that, 15. Let them speak. Go ahead.
See, I came on here to be calm, okay? Listen.
I told her to stop, and I said, go ahead, caller.
My father was right or wrong, bitches. Y'all going to keep his name out of your mouth. Point blank.
Baby, I'm tired of hearing all that shit already.
Okay.
302-333, you're on the air.
Yes, like I said. Once
oh, shit.
No.
Jeez.
Well, I tell you, Miss Kelly got the girls messed up.
347-717, you're on the air.
Jesus.
I already spoke. Y'all really don't want me to speak again. Please, God.
That's
please, God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Is that the cousin?
I'm marking her.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry, that's my cousin.
Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Why?
It's all flashed up.
Wait, Nicole, are you singing?
I know. You know what? Y'all really gag, but I get you. I bet you. You call on the name of Jay. I bet you'll calm down. No weapon formed against Kelly shall prosper. No weapon formed against Tony on Jasmine. May everything y'all have be successful. Kelly, right. You are going to survive. You're going to get your new apartment. You're going to get married and have that baby that you were so over there doing
say
it for. Everything is going to go all right. Yes, I'm am here singing. Yep. Yes, it is.
Right.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Yep.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Okay, I'm going to get into it because they got to go a different way. Threatening people. Amen. No, seriously. Because she didn't say anything wrong, and I'm not going to whisper, but
that's
I'm not
right.
going to leave Kelly in the dust either. She's
right.
not threatening anybody. She's just saying if it's coming my way, I have to protect myself. We need to stop. We need to stop. We need to stop. She didn't. She didn't. And me, I disagree, bitch, a lot. She's my
Nicole.
Sister. She didn't. She's not.
Nicole.
So while they keep doing that, and I want to please all of us. And I'm not jumping on anyone's side, but I'm not leaving it in the dust either. You know, like, it's please. If we all was wrong. We wish we all could have done something. I'm just going to call on the name of Jesus and to, for him to protect me from all seen and unseen. And if it's time for me to go, I'm going because the Lord thought so, not because you
right.
thought you killed me.
Right. See, that's what people don't understand to me. I just feel like everything happens for a reason. So if it happens, whatever happens is meant to happen. And God controls all that to me. That's just how
hello,
I feel.
No, let go and let God.
Let
go and let God. Dwayne Woods,
hello.
Go get the album. Let go and let God. This battle
yes.
has become too much for us to handle. We cannot stop nobody. We're scared.
Yep.
That means we need to give this to God because this is crazy. I'm scared. I don't want to comment. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want anybody want to beat me up. I don't want to fight. Let go and just let God.
What need to happen, what need to happen, and what I will be doing in my time of crisis and my time of need right now, what I will be doing, okay, if Andre was in this situation, bitch, okay, and I'm not a bitch to sell my motherfucking ass, bitch. But in this time of crisis and time of need right now,
I'm
going to
get cell
phones.
You
going
to 14th Street? They got hotels down there now, girl.
Hold on. I got 3 cell phones. I will have an ad up on every motherfucking cell phone, bitch, trying to sell everything in my means to make sure that my father was out of jail. And then we would handle everything that needs to be handled.
Right.
That's the reason why I sing.
But they sitting up on this phone going on.
The kids running around here, and everybody want to call in here, and everybody want to threaten Kelly and say this and say that to Kelly, bitch. Kelly. Yeah. Bitch, this situation had shit to do with motherfucking Kelly. But Kelly is the one they want to get, bitch. Like the Revlon child said on motherfucking Facebook that my cousin and a friend on, bitch, I am the motherfucking devil, and I am the destruction of the motherfucking ballroom scene, and I need to be burned by a motherfucking cross. Well, baby, and it's my time to go, and it's my time to die, baby. My number was called when I came in. And whatever happens, I'm going to put it in the hands of the Lord. And whatever y'all do to me, baby, trust and believe. Every action has a reaction. So if y'all beat me down and bloody me up or kill me and put me in a casket, my motherfucking insurance is paid for. My plot is already paid for. You girls are going to have to repent, and you're going to have to suffer. And you're going to come, and you're going to meet me. Okay, once again, honey, trust me, everything, it is not going to just be pushed underneath the rug. So trust and believe, girls. Y'all think if y'all beat me up and y'all kill me or y'all do whatever y'all think that y'all going to do to me, think that y'all going to continue to take it wrong and walk realness with a twist and walk dog realness and walk all of this shit, bitch. The ballroom scene, y'all think it has ceased to exist now? Baby, it's going to be motherfucking over.
Well, Miss Ingy, I wanted to say something. Joelle, I'm so thank God that nothing happened to that gorgeous face, because on this ball tape, bitch, you are sick. I'm gagging. You look so fucking good. Thank God we still got you to look at on the DVD, bitch, because you look good.
Kelly, you got a
10 call.
You
want to
take
him? No, your job, Miss St. Joelle. I didn't see when y'all said he was sitting in Virginia, but Miss St. She got on this army thing with the silver chain, Jasmine. You know, you like them, young Jasmine. Jasmine.
Cool. Yeah, we can take your call. Let's go ahead, baby. You know, they just calling in to read, so let them read. We got 9 minutes. It's
no,
a format for everybody.
No,
stop hanging up on them. Let them say what they got to say. I'm not arguing with them. I'm not arguing with anybody anymore. We can take the callers. They can say whatever they say. Let them vent. 15, don't read them. Let them say what they got to say. I say what I have to say, and I'm washing my hand. And in 9 minutes, I'm getting up off the show. I'm going to lay in the bed with my husband, and I'm going to go to sleep. And whatever happens is going to happen. That's just how I'm looking at it. Okay? The next caller that we have is 347-267. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, 15.
Hey.
Hi.
I have a really, really, I need advice, and I want to try to answer this because y'all are all femme queens.
Okay. He said femme queens. Yeah!
I'm about to be finished with college. I have 2 jobs. I just took in this 15-year-old kid as my child. Now, the issue I'm having is she wants to moan. She's up in them 24/7. But my issue is every time I see her, she don't have a book bag and just coming from school. I keep asking her, where's your book bag at? Oh, I leave my books at school. On top of that, she's in the village on school nights late at night. She's smoking weed, and it's just chaos. My whole issue I'm having is I'm telling her to go to school. I need to see your report card. I need to see your books. She's following the older kids who took her in as they child, and she's smoking weed with them and hanging with them. Now, I'm caught in between. I'm telling her one thing, but she goes with them. I can't be there with her 24/7.
Can I ask you a question? Are you her friend?
No, I'm not her friend.
Well, maybe that's part of the problem.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this like my grandmother told me, okay? If you're underneath my roof and I'm paying the bills and I'm doing everything, you're going to do what I need you to do, or you can take and you can hit the streets.
But see, what I'm going to say, my teaching is a little bit different because I think that sometimes us as leaders, we have a good way of discipline and telling them what we want, but we choose not to understand what they need. And sometimes we need to take the time out and speak and communicate with them by telling them our old stories or communicating with them so that they can communicate and we can know more about what they're really doing. Because if you're a leader and the child start talking, you will begin to hear what he's really doing. And then at that point in time, you can either speak to him, look for a way to try to figure it out, or go to them and express to them. And this is what I have to deal with my own daughter that's 10 years old. And I'd be so nervous because at the same time, I say, you better do this and you better do this. But I have to ask her, like, you know, is that what you don't want to do that? Because maybe sometimes they may not want to do it and they may need to be encouraged. If you are a leader of the child that's living with you, and she's outside seeking leadership from other people, that's the problem.
But the thing is, she's not seeking leadership because they actually taking her in as their child because she's real. They all they keep telling her, you're real, you're pretty, you want to be over when you start moaning.
I mean, that story that you said about the drugs and this, that's the history of ballroom. I did the problem still lies as us as individuals and how we teach. I don't think to throw them to the street makes it any better. I think that then we end up gagging and wishing that we could have done something more. So for me, I don't like guilt. I hate to live with that. I will go crazy. So for me, you have to try a different thing. And maybe sitting down and talking to the child or allowing all those venom ways that you see going on, just, you know, not condone them, but allowing her to express it so you can help her and understand what's going on, we'll get somewhere. Because then she won't look nowhere, she'll look to you. But if she goes to look somewhere else, yes, they're going to direct her. They think she's fab. Come on, girl. Here, pop this pill, bitch. We all sitting, swinging their hair, doing that. It's fun. They're young. That's what they do. She's 15 years old. That, you know, so you get in the crowd with a bunch of pretty girls and, you know what's going to happen. So it's up to us. You got to really, really reevaluate our teaching pattern because it's really important. We got a whole group of kids and they're not our kids. They have different personalities, different spirits, different DNA. Well, some are slower, some are educated. So, you know, we have to know who they are and try to, you know, weave our thing into it without trying to control their situation.
All right. Kelly, do you have anything anybody could add on as some advice?
No, Nicole said it all.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 323-888. You're live on the air. Excuse me, 323-898. You're live on the air.
What's going on? How's everybody doing? This is Mother Divine, Chanel.
Divine.
Hey, how you doing,
sister?
Hey.
Long time.
How are you? What's going on? Oh, my God. I'm gagging. But I don't even want to go there. I'm just glad to see that everybody's okay. Shit happens. People have to realize that ballroom in a ball, that is a formula for very bad things. If you think about all the things that happen in life, people when they're on drugs, when they lash out, people that get drunk, when they lash out, people that get violent, people when they're excited, when they're at concerts, or when they're in a crowd, they lash out. They do things unpredictably and probably a little, you know, out of thought pattern. So when you think about that, all those are all the things that are occurring at one time in a ball. So that only makes the risk, the ratio for destruction even higher if you think about it. So we have to think about what can we do to avoid these instances instead of going back and talking about what happened. It did happen, and it's happened so many different times on so many different levels, but because it wasn't a Tony or it wasn't a Jack involved, it didn't get this much attention. But this has definitely happened in so many different ways and too many times before. So my thing is, what can we do to help prevent that? Let's not talk about what happened, because it happened. Ain't shit you can do about it. Yeah, okay, nobody take it back. He's in jail. It's what it is. You know, and all these people want to be mad and come back and rebuttal and all that. If you didn't do what you had to do then at the worst time,
then you missed your time. You missed that train because everything that happened already happened. Now it's time for the next level, which is getting over this shit and getting past it and getting on to a better thing. Because it's really making ballroom to a point where people don't even want to be involved. It's involved because they're scared. Who wants to go to an event, pay $30 plus, get beat, and then see bloodshed everywhere? And not to mention, it could be you if you turn the wrong way.
Or say the wrong thing.
Yeah. Just walk into the wrong, you're standing next to the wrong crowd. The table next to you could get a crack, and you don't get out the way in time. You know, so people have to think about that, too. But like I said, to me, a ballroom is really a formula for destruction. When you get all this excitement, anticipation, then you got, you know, some people like this, some people like that. But all the things that make a violent situation worse, and then it's toppled by, it's 10 times that many more people in a small area. So it just makes everything, it's like, woof, I'm surprised something like this hasn't happened in all the times that I've seen things pop off.
Amen to that.
Okay. But it's like,
and now, at the end of the day, this 12-9, and we all have to say we love each other, God bless each other, we hope to see each other tomorrow, and that we wish each other all well, regardless of the situation. And good night. I love you, Jasmine. I love you, Divine. I love you, Kelly. I love you, 15, and all the callers.
Mwah. Okay, honey. Good night. Good night, 15. Say good night.
Good night, all. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, Glenn.
Good night, everybody.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me, okay? I'm not here to hurt nobody. And I'm not trying to get hurt by anybody, honey. I just want everybody to come out and have a good time, honey. And at the end of the day, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you may go into and you meet somebody, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Please, everybody, when we come out to the next function, please let's come out and have a good time and let's have some love, peace, and soul. And we're going to take it out with Rihanna.
Na, 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 come on.